Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. A festival this weekend in Princeton will celebrate the heritage of tobacco in western Kentucky that's known as the Black Patch. Princeton Optimist Club member Roy Gene Rogers says the history of the Black Patch dates back to the Revolutionary War.
This part of western Kentucky was settled by Revolutionary War veterans that came from North Carolina and South Carolina and Virginia. And when they came into this area to settle, they also brought tobacco with them.
Rogers says the region became known for its ability to grow and cure dark tobacco.
In western Kentucky and western Tennessee proved to be a great place to grow tobacco. The soil was fertile, and the hardwood trees that we had in the forest were suitable for smoking the tobacco. And it grew, became a very profitable crop for the farmers here in this area.
He adds the history also includes the American Tobacco Company and farmers' struggle to be treated fairly.
In 1879, James B. Duke purchased a couple of machines that were used for rolling tobacco. And he, as a result of that, formed a monopoly. Not only did he control the production of the cigarettes, but he also attempted to control the production and buying the tobacco that was produced here.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent.
Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Roy Gene Rogers says Duke's treatment of tobacco farmers resulted in the Black Patch Wars.
5,000 of them met on September the 24th, 1904, in Guthrie, Kentucky. And they formed an organization that became known as the Planters Protection Association.
He adds the Black Patch Festival dates back to the 1930s when farmers originally gathered to celebrate the victory.
It was held here in Princeton. It was a five-day event. Over 10,000 people were in attendance, and it went on through 1941.
We'll have details about the modern-day Black Patch Festival tomorrow. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.